Hey, what's up? I'm Vanessa.
I'm Mary.
I'm Gillian.
I'm Rivka, and this is the very latest episode of the Fufu and Tips podcast.
Your go-to place for relatable content for the African diaspora down under.
The blacker the podcast, the sweeter the bands.
Hello, it is I, Rivka, Fufu and Tips. Yes, it is.
That's your introduction.
I know, it looks like, what?
Oh my goodness.
How is everyone?
Oh my gosh, that was
like, too quiet, too aggressive. What do you want?
Energy. Bring the energy. We back, baby.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
How am I feeling? Like an exhausted pigeon.
That wasn't expecting
that. Yeah. I'm very tired. But God is good.
Amen. And you don't look it.
Yeah, you look very fresh.
Yeah, you look fresh.
Very fresh.
No, you're very sprightly.
Thank you. Yeah. I do what I can when I can. Yeah, I've just been, you know, washing my face. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I was going to say washing dishes or something. Yeah, I was like, what?
Yeah, but life is good, you know? I'm tired for a reason. It's okay. I'm not jobless.
Not convincing. I'm
just not convincing you, but yeah, I'm fucking tired, bro. I just want to retire somewhere, but...
I've gotten over the retiring tomorrow thing.
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard you say it.
Was that just a phase? Or?
Yeah, because I realised it wasn't possible.
Yeah. Well, duh.
It was. I really thought in my head, like...
Yeah, you were super account.
I realised it's like, not possible, but... Yeah. I'm on this vibe of like, if I want to do it, I'll do it. If I don't want to do it, I'll sit at home.
Yeah. I can't see you
not doing anything. But yeah. Her retiring doesn't mean that she's not doing anything.
Yeah.
It just means she doesn't need to go.
Not strapped to a schedule.
Yeah, like, exactly.
You'd be at Bunnings and stuff.
Yeah.
Them,
yeah.
With them ferns and that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has anyone like been sick this past summer?
Me.
Me too.
Sick with what?
After Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I get this thing where I am, what's it called?
Valentine's Day made you sick?
Yeah. Well, like, made you sore, you know?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. And I get this thing where if it suddenly changes, my body's like, the weather I'm in.
Yeah.
My body's
hay
like,
fever? Or just sick?
If it suddenly goes cold, if it suddenly goes hot, it just happens to me. I just get like a blocked, it might be hay fever. I just get like a blocked nose.
Mm. No, as soon as I came back. Oh, guys. I'm great.
Sorry, Vanessa.
How are you?
Yeah, oh, really my God.
Good. Well, I'm not good because I'm back, but...
Oh, my gosh.
Had the trip of a lifetime.
Of course. Mm. Any happenings that may have happened and occurred?
I'm just going to think. Some of the highlights were, you know, the Black Star concert.
Oh, yeah. You seeing Shea Butter being made? That was,
Tamale.
Yeah, that was nice.
What else did I do? It was just like a good mix of party after party,
but also rejuvenation.
Yeah, culture. Got engaged. Hey!
Hey! Hey!
These girls, that's what you were saying.
And I kept looking at you. I was like, "What is she freaking
out?" I just saw Gillian's eyes.
So wifey material. Actually wifey material. It's crazy.
What is this too small business?
I just feel like I'm an adult.
You've been doing adult things for a long time. Yeah, so what's this?
I just feel like I didn't feel it for a while.
Oh, that must be lovely.
A bill comes or something, but. I still feel like a kid.
Weird? I guess this one feels like it's a new added responsibility because like you now have to think of someone else too.
Yeah. James, I don't know about you, but I saw that ring. I was like, Operation Snatch for Vanessa's wedding is now.
Oh my full effect.
It's now underway.
Not snatch.
Oh my god.
You're like our friend in Melbourne. She said the same. She was like, "I'm gonna start going to the gym." Like, it's not that serious.
I feel good in that traditional babe. Shut up.
Oh my gosh, get your kente ready.
Oh, God. Mary was like, "So, are you gonna do this?" This is like, please.
I said, "Sister, she's already planned my wedding."
She's already planned it. Even.
Yeah, but I also told you to elope, and you're like, "I don't want to."
No, I'm
like,
"I actually would."
That's not gonna happen.
What do you mean?
Elope.
100%. It's not by itself.
Yeah.
It's going to be complemented.
And then have something else.
Like, you have to have a trad.
Yeah. Exactly.
But
like,
so what I said, I don't want to give too much away, but...
Do you know what? The more I get older, the more I see the appeal of eloping.
Honestly.
It's babe.
It's a vibe.
Take it from my experience. I'm telling you people now.
Yeah. I know, she really is.
It doesn't matter. Who cares?
But like, would you have 100% eloped?
It's always, hindsight is always 20/20. We always say that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I would have done it, but maybe I would have just done a destination wedding.
Okay.
Or probably just something smaller.
But did that thought ever cross your mind?
Yeah,
it
did. And I talked to her about it. Yeah. My husband was like, he's like, you're not doing that to my wedding. I was like, okay.
Not my wedding.
You already know.
Oh my God.
Then don't you feel like your parents would feel away? I'm not sure if my parents could never forgive me if I just eloped and did nothing else.
I feel like a little bit obligated because I was like the only child to actually get married. And have that milestone. But even my dad, when I was getting married, he's like, oh, why didn't you do something small? Don't you know your friend is going to VG? You should do that too. I was like,
VG. My dad always says 5 years. Have the wedding in 5 years.
Then also, be engaged for 5 years.
Like, have your trad, but if you want to have a wedding, have it in 5 years because then we know you're still together.
Oh, hey! Yeah. Not this test.
Yeah, but because he doesn't see that it's a big, like, it's a thing. So if you really want it.
Mm. But do you know what Ghanaians are annoying with? They don't like you having long engagement. Are you paying for the wedding?
Babe, so confused. No, but that doesn't make sense because engagement to them is the wedding. So once you're engaged, that's it.
No, once you get engaged, like the proposal to the wedding.
Traditional wedding.
Any type of wedding.
Literally, like, after my traditional, one of my cousins, like, older cousins was like, now you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And she was giving me eyes. I was
married.
You're married now. I was like, okay.
Like, they'll be asking they think 6 months, a year is too long.
Because I don't think, do you know what? I think they don't really understand what proposal and engagement. The engagement word wasn't the word that we use for a traditional. Like, the traditional was the wedding.
Yeah.
We've just been westernized and then we've gone to add engagement.
Yeah. And then white wedding.
Yeah, and then said we're engaged. When they don't understand, because my mom actually didn't really understand what a proposal was.
Oh. Yeah, because they don't do it. They just do
door knocking. Yeah.
So she's engaged. She's wedding. She's like, you're just do small engagement. I'm like, no, engagement is when you... She's like, that's called being married. I'm like, no. Like, they don't have that concept of a big, like, engagement period. And they're just like, so you're married.
And we've just westernized it and added other things. But like, the trad is the wedding.
Once
you door knock and you say you're bringing the stuff, that's it.
Do you guys do that? Yeah. Interesting. So what happens is, fun fact, the guy has to bring an old man from his community that isn't related to him to vouch for him.
An old man?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like a senior person in his community to vouch for him. So he brings him to the family home.
Mm.
He asks for the daughter's hand and the old man will vouch for him saying he has these virtues, these qualities, he'll look after your daughter, blah, blah, blah. Then you are officially betrothed is the word. Like.
Yeah.
So that's like, so you'll be married next week pretty much. Traditionally. Traditional, right? And then after that, when on the wedding day, you actually, the husband and the bride and groom come together at the house.
Whose house?
At the bride's house.
Yep.
Mm. And there's like a fight at the door to not let him in.
Okay.
There's a fight to not
let him in. So like it's like theatrics. Bride
thing? Yeah, it's theatrics. It's like, if you really loved her, you'd really box all of us.
Why are you always like this?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Do drama.
I know.
And I think I've been to a Nigerian one where the guy's outside, they don't let him inside the house.
Yeah.
So his family will come in, but he has to be outside the house and he has to wait. Yeah.
Until when though?
We didn't get that far because Ghanaian people don't do that. So we didn't get it. So we just like come in the house.
Okay.
He was standing outside.
I've never been to a Nigerian.
So we could, like, I actually don't know what was actually meant to happen because we basically wrecked it.
You wrecked someone?
Not in a wrecked way, but he stood outside. And so obviously we don't get it. We're just like, why are you outside?
Wait,
but
they didn't explain
to us.
Okay, so
the
guy
was Nigerian and the girl was Ghanaian, right?
Okay.
And no one explained to us. And because I think we all had an
expectation. Yourself.
It was like we all had an expectation that the thing was, the way we do it is exactly the same because the family, the guy's family came in.
Yeah,
and then he stood outside. And so I was like, why is he outside?
What tribe was he?
I don't remember.
That's very relevant because they have very distinct, very distinct things. Yeah, but with us, and also you have to, when they finally get together outside the house, they have to like bow to the. There's a line of elders will be there, and they have to bow to them.
That's very similar to Laotians.
We don't do bowing. Oh, really? Yeah,
very similar. Like the guys outside, they basically fight to try and get into the house. Yeah.
Wait, Laotians?
Yeah,
from Laos.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Learning something new every day, isn't it?
I've never heard it out loud. I'm just like, yeah, Laotians.
It's interesting how very, how quite similar it is. Because when I was like, wow, this, I feel like I'm...
You forget that like Western culture is actually the outlier.
Mm. Yeah,
we're actually very all much. Very similar. It's Western culture that's the unusual one, but we feel unusual because we're here.
Yeah,
but that's the Habesha way of doing an engagement. So engagement isn't a thing.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not.
Yeah, true. A few people like you're already married, but how?
No, that's a bit much. Like they're already.
But were they aunties who said that? Yeah. So they think you've got
because you've got a ring.
Yeah, because you've got a ring. Because
and the door knocking.
Yeah. And also the other thing is the ring thing. Like I know people who got their when they were proposed to, they got their ring taken away, and then it was given back to them when they had the traditional.
Oh, really?
Because that's a sign of you're married. So we've just changed the definition.
Well, I think that happened to me, but I don't remember, man.
You took it off or someone took it off for you?
They said, hey, give me your ring. I was like, oh, okay, whatever.
You're so easy
just,
going.
I know. But I'm just going to love and
ask any questions.
Does not care.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like that's what I'm telling
it's
you.
It's like she would have like married a random person.
Yeah.
Like, whoever, like, she would have rocked up. I'm like, oh, this is the guy. Let's go.
You know what? A lot of women say that they didn't enjoy their wedding day.
I can see that. Yeah.
It looks very... Do you know what I hate?
I don't know if... Oh, anyway.
Everyone will be asking you for pictures. Move from me, man.
Not Rebecca.
Like,
Rebecca, you would love it.
You're acting like a celebrity.
You would love it.
No, it's... But I would love it, but it would be after the eighth person, it will get dry. Like, it would be very overwhelming. Mm. Then you'll be worried if everyone else is having fun. Because people always talk shit about dead weddings. Do you know what I mean?
So, I don't know. Like, when you... For me personally, the only thing that was dragging about it was like the lead up. But the day was always like, once I was in the moment, I was fine. But like the lead up, like especially for my traditional, I couldn't eat.
She lost a lot of weight.
But you said you weren't stressed.
I wasn't stressed. I was just nervous about all those people being there.
Yeah, okay.
That was like the most,
Can I ask what was the head count for your wedding?
For the traditional, I don't know. I don't know.
What about for the reception?
Was it 300?
Like 300.
That is very, actually very reasonable.
Traditional probably was like that.
No, I think it was a bit more.
Oh, more than 300?
My traditional?
Mm-mm.
You know what? I don't know.
You were just there.
Yeah. I don't know.
Mary's just a background. Yeah. I'm just here to collect my check.
300. Yeah. I don't know anyone that said I really loved my wedding.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Anything. I know people that have said that.
Really?
Yeah,
I know people. Ghanaian.
One Ghanaian.
Oh, okay. Mm.
That said specifically that they loved it.
That's one out of a lot.
Nice.
A lot of people
are a good ratio.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
My traditional was fine because I think it was less pressure.
Mm.
And then, like, the course of the day for my wedding, like, the church dragged a bit. And Lord,
did
my
it?
Husband and I were just giggling. Like, oh, it's going to be over,
what,
bro.
Is it because of the sermon?
Catholic.
Because of the sermon?
Yes, like, that too. And then also, like, something happened in the back. Like, there was some kerfuffle. Like, someone dropped something. My husband was like, this is a fucking shambles. I was dying. And I'm like, bro, we're on the altar. The crucifix is literally on top of my head.
I actually remember you.
Like,
I thought you were saying something sweet in your ear. Bro.
Yeah, bro, do you know us? We were just making fun of, like, the whole situation. We were not serious. Like, that's why I say, like, it's a sentimental day. But, like, he and I were just, like, talking shit the whole day. Did you see that auntie's hair? What about why would she bring that wig to our wedding, bro? That's the kind of shit that we were talking about.
It's actually gold.
No, I love sweet this. Nothing's this like, I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you. You look so beautiful. None of that. We're just laughing, bro. We're at the photographer. I said, wow, look at this. Look at this nigga. I was like, why did we get this guy? But
was it the photos, was that long? For this photo?
It wasn't long, but I think it was a hot day. So everyone was really tired.
Yeah,
everyone was really like just tired.
So did you get your dress altered? Because you lost a lot.
Yeah, towards the end, I had to get it altered again. So I picked it up the day before my wedding. Lastminute.com, you're a know me.
Mary's middle name. She likes that. I think you like it.
Yeah, it comes to the point where I'm like, I actually must like this feeling.
Yeah.
Like,
you have to.
You can't not like something and makes you do this.
You do. There's something wrong with me. I need to find out the reason why, the root cause. Somebody.
You live for the diagnosis.
Yeah. Just like for a little bit of
pizzazz.
Yeah.
No, not a bad thing. Okay, sorry.
Vanessa begs to differ. Oh,
sometimes it's a bit overrated being organized, you know?
Do you reckon?
Yeah, sometimes.
And it's not, it's honestly, not it's too, not good.
Not too organized. Like, leave a little bit of room. For things to happen.
And there's going to be room. You need to leave room for error. Otherwise, you'll freak 100%. Out way too much if you're too organized.
And I'm very, like, lackadaisical. I'm very laid back, you know? So
I'm not going to lie, you were really laid back.
Yeah.
Like, I was a bit shocked. I thought you might be under pressure, but you were kind of like, yeah. And she was on time. That was a miracle.
Was
she? Yeah, she was. Oh. Well, we were ready. Oh, on she time, was ready early. Time. Yeah.
Yeah, my wedding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Traditionally. No, let's not talk about it.
That one. That one.
No, you want to talk about it.
Let's not. Yeah. It's all right. It's all right.
I had Brazilian with 4C hair. And it was just, oh my God.
Everyone was calling her.
I was like, where's me? People were like telling my auntie to go get a taxi to go and bring me. I'm like, I literally don't even have like eyeshadow on. It was a lot.
Yeah. I think I told you, bro. I was like, just store the crowd. He goes, I've tried.
What can he even do?
Like, it's like too late now. I was like, oh.
And they said that I had plague column about 40.
Play the song that you were going to walk into.
Acting like she's going to be there.
I'm telling you, the DJ, she's here.
Oh.
But there was no sign.
Why did they lie to you? They do that all the time. She's coming. She's coming there. It's someone's auntie, bro. I'm coming in. From the bathroom.
No, that's bad.
That's bad.
Wasn't my fault.
Yeah, and she wasn't there, so she doesn't need to care.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Our haters says strike again.
Yeah. It's a bit better now.
Not good.
But I think it's also... I think I've spent a fundamental part of my life from 19, like a young adult, with someone who's very organized.
Yeah.
So I've been a little bit, spoiled in the fact that I'm like, oh, someone else will do it, which is not good.
Is that your mindset for everything, though? Yeah. Someone else will do it.
At work, someone else will do it. But yeah, I think that's another reason why I'm a little like I have someone to share the load with mentally.
Yeah,
and that's happened for a very young age. So
you're very accustomed to that. Yeah.
Just be like, oh, we can.
It was a beautiful wedding. I don't know.
Your dress was so stunning. I will say.
Oh, yeah, thank
dress
you. Was very beautiful. I sold that shit like 2 weeks
sold
later.
It.
Yeah. Oh. I'm not sentimental. You're not. That's why I said. Like, I feel like specific people should have weddings, like people that are sentimental and like really put their effort into it. I was kind of just like, oh, I just don't want somewhere out west, and then we found what we found, which was near the water. And I was like, oh, you know, I was very like, if I can't do it like overseas like I want, or like how I was imagining it in my head, I was like, oh, anything.
What year
do.
Was your wedding again? 2018.
Hey, Rebkate.
Wow.
I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so?
No, because your son was born 2019, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
That's wild. You weren't even there. You didn't even know her. But you didn't know the date. I don't even remember the year.
I was there. The day before my wedding anniversary, she's like, do you want to go for a walk? And I was like, Gillian.
Gillian or
No, she meant me.
No, this is Gillian. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, yeah. I was like, Gillian. And she's like, what? And I'm like, it's my wedding anniversary tomorrow. And it's like on a public holiday.
Yeah.
It's on Australia Day. So it's very easy to remember. She's like, oh, I don't remember. I was like, she would have made this big thing in your head or something. Because I was like, relaxing the cool. Like, oh, you know, I was like, look at this girl, bro. She has no
idea. I didn't know if it's something that I should remember. Because to me, like, your wedding anniversary is
that's between you and your man.
Yeah, like, I don't know why I should remember
it. I don't think it's because it's like such a big, like it's such an easy day to remember. And I think a lot of people remember it because it was that day.
Your family?
In my mind,
friends and
stuff. No, I don't remember. And I get already, texts, like, already I have to remember people. Everybody else's birthdays, and I can't remember
people's birthdays.
I can't add your wedding anniversary onto it. It's too much for me.
No. If it was another day, any other day, I think I would be like, I get but why, it was just because it was a public holiday. Like, yeah, I was like, maybe something in her head, but no, like, nothing at all.
It probably, yeah. It was fine. It was nothing. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. I was just teasing you. Yeah. I don't give a shit, bro.
I really don't.
I might remember at 10-year anniversary and
I'll
be like,
I don't even think so. That's 10 years is a long motherfucking time. Rebecca, yes.
Oh,
she's good with that.
Too good. I used to be good at, with my memory, but I think it's...
Me too. I'm on your side. I just keep losing it day by day.
Shocking.
It's actually a bit scary.
Sorry, guys. No, it must be sad.
To do some stuff.
Is it, so generally the done thing is you have a big traditional?
No, it's in preference. Ghana,
yes. As but in here. Like, no.
You save the intimate thing for the white wedding and then have a bigger traditional, or is it just...
No, it's your preference.
It is your preference, yeah.
Now even a lot more people are meshing. Smaller traditionals now.
Okay. And meshing it as well. Yeah. With the, so or they have a traditional it. And then they have a reception.
On the same day.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so having that.
Which I think is very stressful. Because traditionals are the same amount of money in itself.
And it's the same amount of money. You still have to wear a dress.
Dress, yeah.
You still have to have like venue hire.
No, what if you skip the... Oh, no, you...
Food,
because the cost is really the reception.
Yeah, exactly. That's the cost. Exactly right.
I can't justify paying. Like,
then don't and elope.
Yeah, I cannot.
Anyway, sorry.
Because Ghanaians are gonna come and complain anyway.
That's the fucking thing.
They're gonna say, "What's wrong with the food? Why is it taking so long? They're talking too much. The DJ's crap."
Who do you sit next to?
Gillian. I know this is crazy to me.
No, it's not. They all
that's
complain.
So common. Come on, guys.
The whole car ride is the people complaining on the way back.
Like, yeah, really.
No, they're speeches. You thank his mum.
Do you see her dress? Do you see this? Oh, I wouldn't.
Then who are you traveling with?
Haters.
Clearly.
Haters.
I think it's not haters.
It's,
yeah,
it's true. It's
please.
Like, it's just a
all
general
they do
thing.
Is hate. The food was
The food we already know.
Usually
anyway.
The food is
I mean, no, the thing is, you know depending on what location you're going to, you know whether the food's going to be good or not.
Yeah, but the thing is, people, like, I feel like in our culture, people take a wedding as something for them. Like, they're here to serve the guests. It's not about you, but they feel like they take it. Like, it's for me to come and dance and drink and eat. It's not. It's about the couple, but they don't take it like that. It's so annoying.
Yeah, that is annoying. Because I just think, oh, this is what you wanted. So, like, we're here to celebrate for you. That's what you want.
Very rare.
The only thing I might sock about is the DJ.
But yeah, me
like
too.
I like to dance. Me too. So, like, if the DJ is not great, I'm upset.
Yeah.
Like, I go to a wedding and I expect to
the music
dance.
To be dance.
Yeah. Just and then if dance, the speeches go for way too long and we don't get to dance, then I'm upset. But that's it.
You know what? The speeches make me cry. Usually.
Yeah,
I really like the speeches. Yeah.
Do you know what? A lot of when there's too many people.
Shut up.
Yeah, I love dancing.
I can't shake my ass. I can't shake my cheeks.
There's too many people.
Yeah, but that's because everyone's talking.
People are rude.
Uncles can't elevate
their voice, so you can't hear, and then it's just
the
like,
mic etiquette.
The mic is
pointing the other way.
Can you hear?
And then somebody's crying over the mic, and people are in the background kicking, laughing. Yeah, I get it.
Rude, man.
I know. We need manners. We need manners.
We're actually very mannerless people.
My friend, sister, it's not good. But anyway, good luck.
Thank you. Congra. Yeah. I wish I always say congra.
Anyway, what else has been going on, guys? How was Ghana, though? Like, Ghana's really in his Bali era. Bruh. It's crazy.
Let me just warn anyone planning to go to be cashed up.
It's getting expensive.
Yeah, not getting. It's already.
It's already.
I
hate that.
You need
stuff.
I really do. Ghana.
You can say you can hate it for us, but look at all the foreigners that are going there.
That's what. They're the ones driving the price up.
Yeah. There was a. I don't know. There's a lot of people usually every Christmas, but my parents had just come back, so I knew it was expensive. They said it, but when you actually experience it, I was like, whoa. Honest, 1,000 cities is like how much, Gillian? Do you know?
Is that $200? No.
Let me check.
Well, not anymore.
I know like 16,000 is
maybe like 100 now.
150. Yeah, 1,000 is like 100 because I know like.
Because now the things.
That's actually not bad. 1,000 is like 150 or
150. Is.
I swear it's like about.
Oh, why do I keep putting too many zeros? $115 at the moment. Yeah. So when we were there was also a drop.
Australian dollar is really.
It's just disgusting. I think when I was there, 1,000 was like 200.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Honestly, easily spend like 2,000 in a day.
Like, and that's because of transport. Did you take Jojo anywhere to try
absolutely not.
I did take it once,
obsessed because we were coming back from Mokala, the local market in Accra, and we could not find a taxi for the life of us.
So don't you usually have a driver?
No, I was driving, but we don't ever drive to Mokala because you can't park anywhere.
No, like in general.
No driver. Oh, okay. We were the drivers.
And you drive in Ghana?
Yeah.
You're very brave.
I know.
It's a lot easier now with Google Maps and stuff.
It's just like bumper cars.
Do you think the maps works in Addis?
No,
that's not spinning around.
Yeah, no, it actually works. So the maps work.
In Ghana, it works.
It's very accurate.
I don't know if it's the same in Addis.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't think it
would be. Pray
for
my people.
Seriously. You need a car, otherwise you're screwed. Because the friends that were there, they took, in one day, they took like 7 Ubers.
Is it because the Uber would take them somewhere and then...
No, if you need to get small grocery, you need to take a car. Then you're going somewhere else, you need to take, and it adds up.
Yeah.
So if you don't
where are they staying?
But it doesn't matter where you're staying. Every little thing you want to do, you think about...
No, I think it matters where you stay. Because where I stayed...
They weren't that far from like the
central places.
Because where I stayed, I could walk. Like I could walk to go and get food. Mm. People, where I lived was a meeting spot to even come to, like the area. So I found it really convenient. And only time I ever needed to catch an Uber was to
get outside
out
of that area.
They weren't that far, but like, it's just like if you want to do multiple things
in one day,
then you're taking... They have Bolt now?
Mm, yeah.
Have you heard of Bolt?
Yeah.
Did they have it last?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't. This is my first time seeing Bolt. And like, you just always compare the two prices.
Yeah, because you, and then someone will be on their phone and then you're like, I got the price, let's go.
They still do their nonsense of, please,
where are you going?
Like, it just pisses me off.
Why do they say that?
Or when you see where they are.
They literally get the location, but they'll still say,
yeah, they'll ask you where you're going.
But I'm saying why.
I don't know.
I feel like it's a creature, they're creatures of habit. Because when he...
And sometimes, I entered at least twice, and they're like, I'm sorry, I can't go.
Yeah.
why did you accept it?
What's his reason?
They probably really
one was traffic.
Yeah.
But you're a driver. I don't understand.
That is your full-time job. Isn't the reason that they have to accept before they can see where it's going?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the thing. That's why they accept and stuff.
The whole point of them... Because, like, what if they're too far away?
Mm. You know
what I mean? They have to see
the place. They have to see the place.
But then you still accept it and they went to get...
Well, that's stupid, obviously.
And then it's annoying because you call another one. So that was on Bolt. And then I called one on Uber. It was the same guy. Oh, God, for the love of God. Take me.
God.
And they never have change. That's a little tactic.
Yeah, of course.
So that you can keep the one cities here and there. Like, obviously,
everyone's got a hustle.
I know. Times are tough, but you definitely need a car.
So Uber is paid with by cash.
By cash.
It's by cash because the card thing doesn't work because it's not really a card society. It's a cash society.
Yeah.
So that's why Uber had to change it.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Car, cashed up. Safety was actually okay. Oh yeah, usual pickpocketing, but that's normal. And the thing that really shocked me was the money. I know I keep saying it, but it's like really
just
insane.
Mentally weren't prepared for how much you were going to be spending.
I thought I was, but the budget I had went in a couple of days. So, probably a week. Okay, not a couple of days. I'm exaggerating. It also depends what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you're going out, clubbing, you know, tables.
Bottles.
You're tabling?
Mm-hmm. I feel like you kind of have to.
Yeah, otherwise, it's very ghetto, isn't
it? Yeah. It's easier for a girl.
Yeah, you can just sneak on.
Yeah.
You just. That's all these girls are doing. Look at her face.
But they're so annoying. You have to actually, like, conversate with them.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is people that I know.
Oh, yeah. It depends. Yeah. If you're going with, like, a certain crowd and stuff, then it's fine. But, yeah. Table, it just makes it, if you have a good crew, like it just makes it like fun and easy. You don't have to
Of course. That makes sense.
Averaging for drinks and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the ghetto.
The ghetto. There was so many celebrities.
Did you see any?
As usual. Saw Charlemagne.
Charlemagne. Did you tell him to at us? To Black Effects podcast or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, I screamed it at him.
For more tips, y'all.
Charlemagne, the concert, does that count? So there was like, okay.
No, the concert doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
Yes, you're count.
That's like me saying I've seen Usher.
Yeah.
Come on, are you serious?
Come on.
All the Ghanaian celebrities, they don't really count anyway. I'm joking.
Do you know what they all look like? Because I don't know.
I do.
Oh, okay.
In the clubs now, guys, only Amapiano.
Oh.
I was
What? Wait.
I was so angry.
No, serious?
I'm being very
because they
serious.
Said waffles went to Ghana and people were just standing there because oh. I'm a, like it's obviously like they didn't.
So what's
really get
going
it.
On there? Yeah, that doesn't There's make two sense. Different narratives.
Maybe,
going on.
Maybe after they realized there's something about it.
Look, I like I'm Boom, a piano.
Twist everywhere.
I didn't
What's that
twist.
Thing where they make a face?
Make a huh? face.
The dance of the. Wait.
What are you doing?
No, it's a thing.
Alpha. She sent it on TikTok in the.
Yeah, yeah, it's not just TikTok. It's on, like, it's a thing. Oh,
Rebecca, please.
Let me Google it.
Okay.
What's the thing that you do? Is that what you're Googling?
I'm a piano dance with ugly facials.
Can someone look up Rosalind's TikTok? Sorry, thank you.
Oh my god. Anyway.
She did it on her TikTok anyway.
Is it a Ghanaian thing?
No, it's South African. It's an
oh,
sorry,
African.
Oh, okay. They make a face, they do it and like.
Oh, okay. No
so, what are you trying to say about it though?
Like no, I'm just saying, were they doing that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Obviously not.
I actually hated it because they weren't playing any like local Ghanaian artists. Like, I'm in Ghana.
Mm. But Ghana goes through phases, you know.
No, Gillian, no, every year there was like a hit song no, that everyone it does. Was playing.
Because the first times I was going to Ghana, they were not playing Ghanaian songs. They were playing what? American stuff. Lil Wayne, Kerry Hilson. I remember that.
Kerry
and me.
The club.
Yeah, this is the time.
Exactly, that song.
That song.
No, the pretty girl, rock to the music.
That was a really long time ago. And then it was like the first time I've been to Ghana. I was like, why am I here? Like,
yeah.
Why are they playing all this? And then the second time that I went, then it was like that R2B's time when they were playing
R2B.
Like, yeah, Adamado and all that type
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah,
then,
yeah.
Then that changed.
And every year they'll have a December song.
Exactly.
Yes,
but
that
changes.
True,
so like,
true.
I feel like maybe this is the I'm a piano season.
But it's actually
because
really sad to see because you've got the local artists in the club.
Yeah, and they're not playing their songs.
And they're not even playing because, yeah. Like, think about it. That's when the time when
all
these all foreigners
those,
are coming.
Yeah, are there.
That's
so
when
then
they're
why
learning
you,
about new songs.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not playing any. Like, I like the music, but I don't want to be hearing it the
whole
night.
Time. Yeah, yeah. That's
that
true.
One, that was really, like, disappointing.
Cool, cool.
It's the D.
Ah!
Everybody. Oh my
And then your
God.
Waist will get sore from doing that.
Literally.
What's that move with they do the, their hips?
I just sat down after a point. Cause
Let's
I'm
see.
Like, what's going on?
Wait, just wait. See?
Okay. So, no, I haven't seen that.
Talking about
I don't know. What are you talking about her? Face?
Oh.
But she's not doing anything with her face. She's. It's
oh, wait. Just wait.
You guys are finishing my edit.
I love how we're silent. Yeah. But Rebecca, the way you said it was like this.
Yeah, like a mask.
She wasn't doing
she's
this.
Doing all this.
No, she's doing this, but not
yeah,
this.
Obviously, I'm looking at a okay, room okay. to do all that. So I was just doing
okay,
that.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
They weren't doing it in Ghana.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Also, the WizKid concert. WizKid didn't show up.
Yeah, we know.
I was
going
to say he
didn't
show up. No offense. Should you trust WizKid in Africa?
I don't even lie.
He's
anyway,
so rude.
But he's got like bangers. I'm not going to lie because
yeah,
I saw him at Mola.
That guy lives in Ghana.
Banger.
After
banger.
He lives in Ghana. He's all, I
yeah,
literally
you know
saw
what?
That nigga
That's true.
Five
That's
times.
That's true. Because I've seen, I saw him when I was in Ghana too.
He's always there.
And then he was meant to come to an event. And do you know what they did instead? They drove up and down the street.
What? And him saying hi to the fans or something?
He didn't even
he's
come out of
the car.
He's
very rude.
And it was an intimate thing. Like,
I'm sorry.
There weren't that many people.
He's
and
actually
T.Y. Savage
so
was there
rude.
And he was meant to come out and he's just drove up and down the street.
We got free tickets.
Why?
That was literally the
only reason.
The only reason
why
we
you would have, yes, yes.
I'm not paying for WizKid. And then I think I was like, I feel like I knew it was going to be a bit of a weird concert or not good because like all these influencers were promoting it last minute. They're like, why are you doing all this promotion?
So they're trying to get ticket sales up.
Yeah. Got there, absolute just rubbish.
There wasn't a crowd?
No, there was a crowd. There's a lot of pickpockets. There was a lot of like...
What's with this pickpocketing thing? Because I've heard some stories.
Because everyone's hungry.
Because
he lives, babe.
Yeah.
Everyone is very hungry. And then got there. You had to go somewhere else to get your ticket. And they said, sorry. You have to go here.
Oh my gosh, I hate it.
And then
that.
You have to show, they'll do it. It's so manual. Manual.
Oh, wow.
And then the one of the person, people I was with, we went into the gate and the pass was stolen from him in 5 minutes of getting it. So that was a whole ordeal. Got in. No one knew where anything was. So they were directing us here, there, everywhere. This was like, mind you, 12 a.m.
I'm Would exhausted just here.
Yeah, I know. I'm just looking at you. I'm like, what are we going to be done with this?
12 a.m. Got there.
you know, they said, oh, in that set, I think we were in the wrong section, but they said in that section you get free drinks, nibblies.
They're lying.
Got there, you had to pay for the water. 20 cedis.
Huh?
Like, I'm not joking. And you literally, they don't respect
time.
They don't respect Ghanaians, because even the Black Star concert, that went till 6:30
Yeah, I heard that went to a long time.
T-Pain came out at like 4:00
Apparently he was great though.
He was great.
Yeah.
But do you not respect people? It started at 3:30
Yeah.
That is not seriously.
You can't. Where else in the world could you do that? Tell me.
Be serious. Be for fucking. Like, honestly. Because
if it was American, they'd be throwing their bottles.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Some people have worse.
You would do that. Like, I know Ghana's a very free country, but.
You're taking the piss. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a great concert.
It's not a great concept.
It's not cute. Yeah, it's disrespectful.
It's not cute. Because people have work in the morning.
Yeah. Well, not really, but.
Yeah, when you say work in the morning, I go, no,
oh my God. Back home just don't work.
No.
Like, what do you niggas do?
And especially
all day?
When it comes
what
to Christmas season, they're not. No,
they're
to
not.
Work. They're
yeah.
not.
They're
They'll tell not you serious. It's Christmas.
Yeah. Honestly. I'm on break.
Oh my God. I don't know how these people live. Honestly.
Yeah, no,
I don't
understand. How do they live?
I don't know.
They'll say, you two, you've come from your place and you're on holiday. Me too.
I'm on holiday. They'll ask you where their holiday money is.
Oh, they're not serious at all.
They're not at all.
But no, that was an amazing concert. It was just Ghanaians not good with organizing, obviously, so the security. There was more people outside
than there was
pushing.
Oh no!
To get
our people love to push.
Oh God!
In Ethiopia,
yeah.
So rowdy.
Like, you can. Yeah. Anyways, speaking of concerts,
yes.
Our mother.
Who's our mother?
Mother.
Riri.
Oh.
Did her Super Bowl performance.
I know.
What did you think of the lineup?
What, line
what do you mean lineup?
The songs.
Oh.
Like,
all the songs.
Her and her baby.
I'm happy the performance.
So shine bright.
I was just like, yes! I was so annoyed that day because, like, I obviously had no idea where Neil was on, but my son was homesick that day. And I was like, oh, Kyrie. Like, I kept on turning the TV on and off because usually I don't like him to watch TV all day. Yeah. So I turned it on. They were still passing their football around. So I was like, Kyrie, let's go to the cafe quickly so I can get something nibbly.
So I can, like, you know, have something whilst I watch the football.
Like, you need to have something.
I actually pause the show.
It's
12
minutes,
food.
Babe.
It doesn't matter. Not that.
Yeah, I know. But it's still, I was like, oh, yeah, I have plenty of time. This is the only day these people took their sweet ass time.
No.
And I was pacing around the cafe. Yeah. And Kyrie was just like, Mommy, when can we go home? I was like, yeah, this was a bad idea. And by the time I got home, she was like up in the air singing.
Oh, you missed it.
I missed it. As soon as I realized that I missed it, I watched it to the end and I went on YouTube. And I saw the first clip that I saw was the girl that was doing sign language.
Oh, she was going
She was dancing.
What?
How did you actually see that?
On YouTube, as soon as it happened, like I went to YouTube to watch it.
Do they? I don't think they usually have a thing. Rihanna requested it.
I think they might, but she was just really enthusiastic. Yeah. So I think that everybody's like mind went to her.
Yeah, okay. I love that for her.
I love that too. Yeah. The only other shambolic one I've seen is when the South African. Do you remember?
What one's that?
We're just rude people. I'm so sorry. Who was that?
It was the FIFA World Cup.
Oh, was it the World Cup?
Some political conference, I think.
It was a
conference.
A little bit more. It was something.
Was it a funeral?
A funeral. Nelson Mandela?
Wasn't it Nelson Mandela?
And then they had like a person and
doing
she was.
They weren't doing the right thing.
She was just throwing up gang signs. She was literally throwing up gang signs. It was shambolic.
People are not, they're sick.
She was black, isn't it? She was black.
Did she
have to audition for that?
They probably just, you know, good question.
They just put someone in there last minute.
Like, yeah, my cousin, he's hearing impaired.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, that was so bad.
But that went off. Love
that. I was disappointed that they didn't do Ponder Replay. I thought that was like,
that's true.
It was mostly like her laptop.
I feel like that made
the last 7 years. Because it was like
all of the lights. All of the lights was good. No, that's what I'm saying. These are the
I love that light. I really liked it, but my girls in the UK,
what
they dissed it.
Why?
I was even trying to find the messages to tell everybody. Was like, that was lackluster.
She's pregnant.
It could have been better.
To be honest,
but then she's not. To be honest, she's not really. She's not a performer. Yeah, exactly.
It's more about her discography. Exactly. Yeah. Showing off her catalog.
And plus, she was pregnant. Do you expect her to be good?
Literally. Nah, she can't be.
Because she what she did. She did an amazing one for her MTV Video Vanguard. Oh, the remix of that.
From performance.
What? Yeah. She got the Video Vanguard Award from MTV.
Yeah, that was a while ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was really good.
And they said like her performance at the
she can dance, but
that was like her best performance ever.
She did Consideration with SZA. Yeah. Oh, that was her best performance. That was amazing.
Really?
She did a mashup of Consideration and then Work. But
do you know what? I loved it. I was like, look, I need to be on these levels. Like, everybody be harassing you album, and you just come for 15 minutes and everybody's satisfied.
She just wants to release her lipstick and go.
Exactly.
And I love that for her.
It's like you wake up to do what you want.
Yeah, and the thing is, she was dropping out because she wanted out of that contract ASAP.
She was dropping two albums.
That's like, babes, her first thing came out when I was 9 years old. Do you understand?
And she's not that old, and she's done 8 albums.
She's 34.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And 8 albums.
Oh, from when I was 9 to when I was 20, she was releasing music.
Yeah.
She would make her albums while she was touring.
Yes, essentially.
That girl deserves a brise.
I listened to Charlamagne. Charlamagne was like, you know what? What would be funny is if she just released a greatest hits album. Because she has enough. she has enough to just be like,
she does.
I just flip that track list and then add one new song and then
that's
be like,
true. No, because her greatest hits album would be the only one that's actually 100% full of hits.
Her catalog
is
number
unmatched.
one.
I forgot until
me too. I literally forgot. Now I understood why everyone was begging for her album, because I don't really stand for anyone in this day and age. I don't really stand for anyone, so when they're talking about album, I'm like, let her make her lipstick and her matting powder. But then when I heard especially when all of the lies, I think that's when I was like, it threw me back. And honestly, my son was really looking at me like, what is going on? He was like, are you enjoying this? Looks like you are.
Oh my god.
And he's like, can I watch Paw Patrol now? I'm like, no! I was going off. I loved it.
I watched it three times. Like,
really?
Because I just was so into it.
It was the transitions from song to song.
And she was like putting random bits of the song, like with Work was great. And
did you guys wish she brought out anyone?
No. But after I was like, isn't there a song that she sung with ASAP? Isn't that 45-second song? Or no, was that the Kanye song?
That was Kanye and Paul.
Yeah, I don't like that song at all.
It was a disgusting song.
Yeah,
it was.
No, I know it was, but I was just like, oh, isn't there a song with ASAP that she could have done with him?
She didn't have a song, but I just couldn't figure it out.
Yes, yeah. I like that. And the video of him just like.
I know. That's
so cute. That nigga's
set for life. We love a supportive.
Yeah, bro. Him and his son is eating off that.
He's a house husband.
Yeah, literally.
There's this thing about ASAP Rocky looking Somali, like it's like he's secretly Somali, whatever. And then how Rihanna obviously got pregnant very soon. They're like, oh yeah, 2 babies in 1 year. That nigga's Somali for real. He's Somali for real. And I was like, he's calling back.
She's
to his
really
ancestors.
Doing back to back. Wow.
The baby's not even 1 year. Wow.
Yeah. Oh really?
No,
the baby's not 1 year.
That
girl did not wait. She didn't even. The 6 weeks.
No, she didn't wait. She did not wait.
That girl's brave.
She didn't recover.
She said back to back.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, but like,
it makes
rich.
Sense.
Done
everything. But you know, and what? Especially if you're 34,
she probably just wants to get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Why not? I think. But you know what made me think of, like, there is no one like that anymore. Like, we do not have superstars like that anymore. Like, with
in
catalogs.
Oh, no. They just drop one hit here, there.
Like, her catalog is unmatched. Like,
unmatched?
In this time. Like, she's on the younger end. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, Usher is an OG. Okay, do you know what I mean?
Missy Elliott, Mariah Carey.
Yeah, OGs.
And even Beyonce hasn't even done that many albums.
She hasn't.
Like,
she's done
Destiny's Child.
Time between projects.
She does.
And Beyonce's things, they're not always on the charts.
No. She's just because of her cult following.
She does more of a like the visuals.
Yeah.
It's more of a cultural moment. Yeah. Not actually about like getting those Billboard hits.
Yeah. And now that I think about it, Beyonce stuff, it's not like it's banging out in the club.
No. Apart from the last album.
Yeah, exactly.
The
last album. Which is literally a dance album.
Yeah.
And like someone said, it's because these days, singers, because people were roasting singers for not writing their own music, now singers are writing music, but they're not even good at writing it. Like, because they feel pressured to be a songwriter, right?
Mm.
But it's not good. Like, Rihanna lets everyone else do the writing and she just performs.
I thought it was the opposite. I thought everyone was kind of just like, oh, yeah, ghostwriters are a thing. Like, everyone knows that now.
But it's always been known that Rihanna doesn't write her songs.
Yeah.
That's why her song's banned, because she has professional songwriters.
But why would you bother?
Like, yeah.
Because like, they want to be like, I'm a legit artist. I'm a real artist. Do you know what
Stop
I mean?
Stop that.
Yeah. I know. I want to shake my ass.
Stop that.
I don't want, like...
Not necessary. We want bangers. Yeah, like, who cares about this
bumpy stuff? No one drops bangers back to back like that anymore.
Mm.
Like, I hate what I hear on the radio.
The radio is trash.
I used to go on the way to school, look forward to listen to 96.1.
I know, 96.1, I know.
I haven't turned on the radio in about... Yeah.
If the radio's on, it means my phone's died in the car.
Yeah, same. Or like, something's not working.
Yeah. It didn't connect properly. Even then, sometimes I just turn it off.
Yeah, literally, I drive in silence.
The music is so poor now.
Yeah.
She's amazing. And what about her Vogue cover?
Vogue cover was amazing.
It was very, very, very
beautiful. Her little bubby is so cute.
Literally stole her face.
Little chocolate version of her. He's so cute.
Control C, Control V.
Honestly, what is that?
Literally, ASAP was not involved
at all. He's so cute though.
Yeah, he's really such a chunky. I know. I love chunky babies. Little fat little roll legs.
Just want to eat them. Yeah. There's one time I posted like my son has really fat feet, and I posted a picture of him in slides, and Rebecca was like, chop off his foot and send it to me now. Yeah. And I was just like, what about a mole? Maybe that will do. Because baby feet when they're all chubby,
so cute.
Just chubby little toes.
Yeah. I love it. My foot stayed that way. I'm being serious.
Yeah, it actually has, Rebecca.
Yeah.
It's so
away from me. Trash.
It's so trash.
I can't carry you in my arms, but I'm not
moving with that shit. But yeah, you're like a size 6, eh?
Yeah.
5?
6-ish.
Oh my gosh, so tiny.
Not even 6-ish. Did you see the commentary though around her calling her son fine?
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know. I don't know why.
I saw a bit, but I was just like, what's the fuss though?
Yeah. And even me, I was thinking, how West Africans...
complain about everything.
And you know West Africans weird sometimes but say, fine not, babe, fine bobo.
She's not West African though.
No, but I know that. But I was like, maybe it's like a cultural thing for them to just
that's
be
what,
like, it's a throwaway comment. It's like, no big deal.
With Americans,
yeah, they always
the word fine is sexualized.
Yeah.
So she probably
that's their own fault. She was saying it like that.
Yeah. And that's the thing about Americans; they see everything through their own lens. Yeah, it's like waves. There's a whole big bad world out there. Yeah. Like, relax.
They just can't let her live, because I think the commentary about her performance was like literally 50-50.
Yeah.
Some people, half people said that was amazing, but there was a big percentage of people that just like, that didn't was like so lazy.
Mm. I'm not going to lie. The first, when I was watching it towards the end, I was like, oh. Like,
yeah.
No, I felt no, like I was like, whatever. Oh, it wasn't.
It was like the songs that made it.
And then I watched it back and I was going off because of the songs and like the nostalgia and like, and the dancers were going off. Like, you can't tell what the choreography was.
And I think the transitions were cute.
When she was dancing with that guy, during work,
he was great.
He was amazing.
He was good.
I did go and watch the last year one.
Who did last year's one? Eminem.
The Dre one with Mary J.
Mary J. Blige.
One is lit.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, it was back.
Oh my God.
That one is just amazing.
Dr. Dre, Eminem.
Was it good?
What?
I just didn't understand why the fuck Eminem was putting his
apparently he did that on purpose because he knew that if one of them did it, it would get dragged. He wouldn't be able to get away with it. But
it is good.
When you watch it, the man, like, you have to keep every time you watch it,
amazing hits.
You see something new, like different things.
Things that you didn't realize.
And then you're just like, oh my gosh,
Kendrick was in it. Yeah. It was good.
To be honest, I've only watched
of course you have.
Mm.
Okay, ladies, let's get information.
The Beyonce one was also an amazing.
It was very, very
she's
good.
A performer though.
Yeah.
She's
it was bloody good.
Ooh, Beyonce.
What?
Beyonce tickets.
How much are they?
Oh, oh my gosh. So, okay, so my crew have been trying to get Beyonce tickets, right?
Some of the people are trying to go Poland.
Yeah. These guys, yeah. this was a planned activity. Like, they spent a good week planning on how they were going to get the tickets, who's going to get what
and
tickets.
And I don't know how I feel about Renaissance album. Like,
I love it.
If she's going to just do, she's going to do everything.
Anyway, can I finish my ticket story?
Sorry.
So the girls try and get tickets, right? It was very hard, blah, blah, blah. Then one of the tickets, right, the demand increases as people look at them. So it got to one point where it was £610.
No?
It got to another point when it was £728.
Wait, sorry, you said the demand increases the price?
Yeah, so as people continue to look and try to purchase.
It's not a set price?
No. This particular thing. And then they
told people to quit their job.
And no, legit. And then the last price.
You will break myself.
The last price that came through was 800 and something.
Oh, stop it.
That's somebody's rent for a month.
Stop it.
Like,
stop.
I was really bad.
You know what it is, yeah? These ticket sellers.
Ticket sellers?
No, it's
they buy
her.
In.
It's through her. All this is through her.
Yes, no, it's through Ticketmaster. Like, yeah, you can't resell.
The game in general has changed because of ticket resellers. Not her, but it's a separate. But yeah.
There's also inflation. Like, I'm sure the costs have gone up.
And she puts on a show.
Yeah.
She does put on a show.
You don't have to increase by demand.
Yeah, because there's a profit it could have
stayed
on.
Like, it could have said, because I think the initial price was 300.
Especially in this economy. Yeah, why are you doing all that?
And people are buying. And apparently,
$24 million concert in Dubai.
You got that money. You don't need the rest.
Yeah, I don't even know why she gets out of bed.
I know.
I would never leave my house.
No. I would get out of bed for that $24 million. If you told me that I need to perform for 1 hour, I'll take that money.
But why a whole production?
Seriously.
Honestly, why would I bother myself?
And then she even added another show. So you want to keep working. What
for? So she's not coming here.
They say 2024.
Yes, they're going to release the tickets end of this year.
Even, have you heard Ghana is coming to, apparently.
She's going to add one to Africa.
So how much are the tickets going to be? They're going to be 200 CDs. Because
she has to do a third world rate.
Or even like free.
Better for the concert. The Citizen one apparently was amazing.
Where was that?
The free concert. That was in Ghana.
Oh.
Like, I literally watched it on Snapchat because of my auntie. Yeah, it was really good. Usher was
there. You mean in terms of the setup? Or
like the setup and also the production and the fact that, you know, it was free and people were...
Black Star was free.
Black Star was free.
Oh,
as well.
Black Star
was
free. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know Black Star was free.
Was free.
That's why there was so many niggas.
Oh, that's that Chances. Sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when everybody was like, oh, is Kanye coming?
Oh, that's a special guest. Why don't you make up things and just run with it?
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
I think that's unreasonable. Very unreasonable.
It's very unreasonable. That's just greedy, babe.
I didn't even bother to ask. I was like, if you find me cheap tickets, I'll consider going, but...
I love her, but I wouldn't.
No, I haven't seen her yet.
I don't love
yet.
Her that much, though.
She's
mad. But you know what?
I have to go.
Do you know what my friend said? My friend said, look, just wait. The Netflix show will come out and you'll get to see her closer. So just wait.
Same.
Like, that's legit.
It's not the same.
Think about the Coachella one.
To be honest,
you wouldn't.
Coachella,
I've watched that so many times.
Exactly. I loved it. I loved it.
And I'm not even like a Beyonce fan.
Yeah, exactly.
At all.
If you went there, you wouldn't be able to see all those dimensions. You wouldn't be able to see anything. And also, Beyonce performs now in stadiums. She doesn't do stage small things.
Yeah, yeah.
So where are you going to stand that you're going to see her? You're going to be up in the bleachers.
Yeah. After the seeing her on a screen anyway, I get it.
I can't. I'm sorry. I don't think I can do concerts. Festivals.
I used to go to like four a year when I was younger.
For that long. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people are screaming. I went to the Azalea Banks one last year. I'm like, look at all these youths. It's just
like you like Azalea Banks?
Yes.
Oh,
actually,
wow.
That's like a brand.
No, I'm surprised because Azalea's a bit problematic.
A bitch.
She's
So is my mom, babe. Like, Azalea is mother. So
I don't know any of her music except for 212.
No. I just know her first song.
Yeah, 212.
Anna Wintour, 1991. Oh, she didn't perform any of those anyway. Except for 212.
She was dragging you Australians.
She was in a disgusting mood because of all the visa problems. So she, energy was.
Yeah,
not
but don't
it.
Bring that on stage.
Yeah,
she's
you're a performer.
Pay
no.
professional at all. At all. I mean, granted, it was like $80.
I'm
but,
even
you know.
Surprised she still has fans.
And yeah. she was so late. I'm like, I have work in the morning. Like, all these little kids can skip their little gender studies lecture. Okay, I have to be at work at 9 a.m. Okay. And she was late.
The only girl who has a job.
No, because you can tell everyone. The average age was about 21.
Like, oh, really?
She has it's like young gays.
So where are these young people finding her? Because like
they have the internet.
Oh, okay. Because I don't know. Like,
yeah, it's just like she's one of those internet stars.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I really like, thought she's been she was cancelled.
That's what
times.
I thought too. That's what I'm
the gays, the way she's so homophobic, and the gays keep running back to her.
Wow.
She's just a, like F slur. Like she just says crazy things, and like
and they're accepting.
They just come running back to her.
What? Because like an abusive mother.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
you
yeah,
just,
yeah. She's like she just serves cunt. Like, do you know? Have you heard that term?
No.
Oh. Gays people, gay, like the gay community, you say that. It's like when something like really is amazing, like it's giving cunt. Like that's what they say. Anyway.
Okay, they're reclaiming the word.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, anyways, yeah. They just love that. Like it's, the meaner she's them are like, oh my god, yes. Like you know, it's just like
really?
Her brand so to be mean. Anyway, as I was, like I said, it was in bloody Enmore Theatre, so you know the crowd.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I can't do this anymore, babe.
Yeah.
I've been to this place so many times in my early 20s, and it's been a while since obviously pandemic, whatever. And I'm just like. This isn't my vibe anymore.
Yeah.
But it depends, because I went to the Kendrick, one with my husband.
How was that?
I regret not.
My husband was going off. He was having the time of his fucking life.
Yeah, I'm still shocked too.
Why?
Because it just
is it the music. So he actually likes his music.
He raps all of it.
Wow.
Does he like the new album?
Yes, he loves the new album.
Really, I don't like it.
So, you know, chill.
Mm-hmm.
So and Kendrick is so deep.
So you're saying my husband's shallow?
I didn't say shallow. I said chill, please.
So, like, is he the type of person to be like, oh, that's not that deep? Like, why am I bothering? Is that what he's
like? He's just laxed.
Mm.
We're both are the same people.
Passionate about not being passionate.
Yeah,
yeah, but Mary likes J. Cole.
I love J. Cole.
That light skin, yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with J. Cole?
No, he's alright. He's alright.
I just like his rhymes.
He's talented.
He's alright. Yeah,
I don't like his face or anything else.
Yeah.
like, that's the only guy that I need to see.
Some people just ride for Cole. Like, he's top five ever. I'm like, let's relax.
Mm.
I don't think he's
I don't know. I don't stand for people like that. Like, the only person is literally Usher that I stand for. And I think it's just
ASAP. Does he still make music?
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah, he's released maybe two songs recently, but it's very like, he just drops it because he feels like it and he hasn't released like a
He's got a sugar mama to keep him.
He's a house husband, babe.
Yeah.
He's a well kept. He's well kept, my dear.
Exactly. He's very well kept.
He's well kept.
And he just, now he's just sitting front rows of fashion shows. Like he just doesn't need
I guess
to do
he's more, is he known more for his fashion?
Artsy shit.
No, yeah. it's a combination because how he came out as a collective was like the music and the art and stuff like that. Huh?
What was his last hit?
I love bad bitches.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say that, but that's really old.
That was no, 10 years
I think
ago.
The last one was the one with the the one with Skepta.
Oh, I praise the Lord.
Yeah, that
oh,
one.
And then,
yeah. Oh, that was a banger.
Yeah.
And take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours.
Oh, I love that niggerish music.
Yeah. I think that's probably his last one.
It's that flute.
Yeah, it is.
Hey. I cannot do this.
Take some niggas, y'all, man. Oh.
I don't know how you remember all that because I can't remember anything.
It's such a dope beat.
It is
right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my god. That US-UK link-up era was very iconic.
Mm.
Yeah. When Seattle was getting a lot of love from the States, it was a good time.
Did any of you watch the Grammys?
I watched some of
them. Award shows.
I used to record it. Yeah, me too. I used to make sure I recorded
it.
And I remember what this one time our TV stopped working and I like cried. I was like, Dad, we have to go and buy a new TV.
Hey,
and my dad was going to buy a new TV. Oh, and then lucky, I came home from school and the TV was working. And he was like, Gilly, don't turn it off. just keep it on so you can watch it.
That's cute.
Oh my goodness.
No, true, but where would we even watch it? Yeah.
It was online.
I just afterwards because I was on a work trip. So this girl
in bloody Toowoomba. Where were you even?
It was Geelong.
Oh my goodness.
It was slightly regional.
The
Victoria.
Employment office should literally have you just
employee of the decade.
Yeah,
bro.
Honestly. My God, nobody's ever been so proud to have a job.
Far out, man.
Anyways, due to that circumstance, I just ended up watching clips on YouTube of what I wanted to see.
It looks a bit weird.
And Beyonce got mugged off again for album of the year.
I know.
And because
come on.
Listen, I'm sorry. Whether you don't like it, the critics acclaim the album, and Grammys is about those upper echelon people, the critics.
Mm.
Harry Styles won okay. over her.
I know, Harry Styles probably shouldn't have won.
Harold!
That is One very Direction. Odd. Very odd.
Speaking as a former One Direction stan,
but has anyone actually listened to it?
No.
But come on, it's not like it's quality.
His songs go off on TikTok. But like, God. And then the audacity to go on the stage and be like, this doesn't happen to people like me.
It happens to people exactly like you.
Like when Macklemore won that rap album of the year, and that should have been Kendrick's.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm still
burning from that.
Why do you think he said that?
Deep down.
What was he referring to?
Because white privilege.
No, yeah, but like, what, white boys that wear nail polish? Yeah. Like, that's exactly who's getting
fully dressed. Like, yeah. Go away. And like, I think wanted to appear like down to earth, like no, I'm just babes. From humble beginnings. I used to work in a bakery.
Oh, maybe because he's what from I don't know
Watford or some shit.
Yeah,
Yorkshire, some shit. I don't know. Anyway, and
oh that's very sad.
The thing is though, because Beyonce's like,
it like, is.
Yeah.
Anyways,
true.
Her album was acclaimed by critics, and it's like. They mugged her off with Lemonade.
Yeah.
They mugged her off.
I didn't know that.
They mugged her off for Adele. Adele
went up there and said, "This shouldn't be mine."
Yeah. And she even wore lemon brooch. Yeah, she was for Lemonade. And even when he won, she sat down.
Her face. Yeah, her facials are crazy.
Who?
Adele. She's a black woman. She's black in a past life, definitely. She's like, I don't appreciate that at all. Nah. Like, she's like, fucking rubbish.
No, shit. Sound waves, bro. What are you doing?
Like,
breaking people's ears in that.
I know, I'm so loud.
Anyway, I sound like to say, just for the Grammys, it's time that we boycotted them. Like, they just don't respect black artists at all.
They haven't been.
And
the fact that they haven't refreshed these categories, you've got this freaking world category, and you've put Bernard, this SA group, and all this other stuff, it doesn't match.
World category.
Yeah.
So they said,
what does that even mean?
Everyone outside of America.
Whatever Bernard's won, it's been in the world category. And so this year they put in the world category, and then the South African group won. So people were talking about it. So I was like, oh, let me go and see the song. And it's like this, like, it's not opera, but there's like a guy playing a flute or clarinet or something. Like, it's just very different to what the other people who are in that category are. Like, so it's like, you need
it's
to do something
about
it.
It's like you're comparing apples and oranges. Yeah.
And now especially that, like, Afrobeat has become so big. That needs its own category, right?
What's the whites? They don't know
they
about
need to
these.
Do, they need just, to do something about it.
And even, because, like, you can't put that in, like, obviously Latin American music is huge, like reggaeton and Bad Bunny. Huge.
He's, like, crazy big.
No.
Bad Bunny is really?
That will remind you that very big. That's a big reminder that the West is not everything. Then you see the way he sells out studios in like Puerto Rico and Brazil, and like you realize there's a whole world of listenership outside of what we know.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
And that's not like that. I feel like the Grammys are so blind to that. Mm. Like,
a world category. Like, how ignorant
can world
you
music
be?
Category.
It's giving
like
Eurovision.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she did break the record, though, B.
I know.
Yeah, she did do that. Wait, is the Grammys the one where they did the 80s or the 90s?
Yeah, where all the rappers. Like,
I haven't watched that yet. Okay,
the anniversary
of
hip-hop.
Yeah, okay.
So all the rappers came and rapped.
The 50th anniversary of hip-hop.
Okay, I haven't watched it because I think I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
No, that's the annoying part. It's like, where do you watch it?
But they showed the whole thing. But I think it takes some time to cut the clips and then bring them back on.
Isn't that somebody's full-time job?
I know. It should be straight away.
Yeah. Maybe we just need to look.
I'm so interested.
Have you guys watched You People?
Yeah.
You People?
I'm watching it tomorrow.
You People?
You People, the movie.
The one with Lauren London.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Okay, I haven't watched it. And you're like, how can you criticize it without watching it? My one criticism, and I know it's fake, I know it's not a real life. How can someone the complexion of Eddie Murphy and someone the complexion of Nia Long
have a child
produce
like
a biracial child?
And that was this. Okay, so the storyline is that the mother's grandfather was white. That's where that's how they've connected the color thing. But it's very obvious
that's
that.
Very
and it just sounds like Kenya Barris really just wanted Nia Long and Eddie Murphy.
And
is that the is it Kenya Barris's?
Apparently, so cool. Yeah, apparently he's very, obsessed with,
it's true.
Like, biracialism.
Blackish.
mixed-ish.
Like, what's wrong
what
with you?
What was that other thing that he,
Black AF?
Yeah. Like, everything is about being mixed. He's very corny. He's very, like, yeah.
Is he mixed?
Yeah, he is.
But, like, his wife that doesn't need to be a whole identity.
Yeah.
Like,
very and his wife's name is actually Rainbow.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. And she's a doctor.
Rainbow yeah, and she's actually a doctor.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, the biracials. Projecting their complex on us. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just yeah, like, he and he's just shoving it down everyone's. It's like, bro, relax. It's
find,
okay.
Find a culturally aware therapist.
Yes, please.
Source it out with them. Anyways, Jonah Hill.
You're saying the pairing is very unlikely.
It is
yes.
It is apparently, they never kissed in the
movie. Yeah, that's what that guy. Oh, that said that guy with that
what
big
do you
nose.
Mean?
Oh, Schultz.
Yeah, fucking idiot.
So how did Triangle?
How did
they
bid?
It was CGI.
Oh. Imagine being so disgusted that somehow CGI
can see exactly. And even the sex scene when they're not like, they just like, they show their feet.
Yeah,
they're
like,
rubbing
show
together.
Anything, yeah.
I bet that's not even her and him.
It's giving Bollywood. Like, you know how in Bollywood they never show people kissing?
Yeah. Oh my God.
That sounds very old school.
Yeah, I think maybe she's just not ready or she's maybe disgusted by him. Yeah.
Maybe she's not ready though. Yeah, so she has dealt with a lot.
Yeah,
so
that's fair. But
it doesn't look appealing.
Yeah, 2 out of 10. Wouldn't
two.
Recommend.
Really? I'm watching it. Because the trailer looked appealing. I'm not
I thought
lie.
It was great to kill time.
That's not a good thing.
Oh, it was all right. Like, I watched it on a Friday night. I was just at home and I was just going to watch it. Like,
were you actively watching it?
Yeah, I sat there and watched it. So I was like, oh, and there's some funny bits. And then just, yeah, it was like, I wouldn't
it was all right.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like, oh, it was amazing. But it was just like, oh, yeah.
Like, I was watching it and I was just like, this is so corny.
But a lot of Netflix movies are trash.
Yeah. Netflix is really not doing well.
Scratch, guys.
Yeah. What's
that? Oh, you haven't seen From Scratch.
Wait, is that the one where
the show
I cry?
Can you explain?
Oh! Vanessa, don't. You're going to make me cry again.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one with the sick?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Someone please explain.
Yeah. So basically,
you explain it.
Okay. So basically,
no. Wait. I feel like she should because she never watched stuff.
It's fresh. Oh, okay.
I'm not watching stuff.
No. Go. It's fresh in your mind.
How can you explain it without giving it away?
No, because it's a book. It's based on a book and somebody's real life. Anyway, so basically there's a girl that goes to study art in Italy, and she's having a beautiful old time, and then, you know, she meets an Italian guy, and they have like a bit of a friendship, and you can tell that he likes her, but
she's
she was just, like,
already had a boyfriend.
A boyfriend, and he's like rich and kind of flashy, and she was like, you know, not
this
too into
a
it. But then, you know, they eventually got together. And then he migrated to America, and then he was having a really hard time when he
getting
migrated.
Getting a job because he's Sicilian.
Yes. And all the Italians were very racist.
What era is this?
This was, well, it was progressively through probably maybe like the early
2000s.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Sicilians were discriminated against among the Italian community.
Yeah, in America. Heavily. So, and I don't think I don't think
of Italian Americans were Sicilian. Okay, maybe I have my wires crossed.
Anyway. I don't know if it's Sicilia. I think I just went with. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, all right,
it
no worries.
Sicilian, yeah.
So,
Sicily's not a big area.
I know, but it's
like
a very poor area.
Mm.
So that's why people left.
Oh,
because
you mean
it's
lots
poor.
Of people have left? Yeah.
I thought a lot of Italians. Sorry, go on.
No, but basically, he has a hard time, and the film really does a good job of depicting the struggle that immigrants have, and I thought that was
not just immigrants. Like, I think it was a good, it was realistic in terms of like married life.
Yeah, they got together. Also, because he decided to become a chef and not become a farmer, his like father basically disowned him and stopped talking to him.
Sicilians are always
farmers. Yes, yes, and he was like, "Who's gonna carry on?" You know this thing. So he just didn't talk to his dad for a long time. Then on top of that, he married like a biracial. Oh, is she biracial? Or
yeah,
she black.
Biracial.
Okay.
Oh.
In the film, I think she's supposed to be black, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zoe Saldana. Anyway,
oh,
so she marries
I've
her.
Seen,
yeah. Yeah. Have and you heard of it?
I have because she was saying, oh, it's because Zoe Saldana lived there for time.
Yeah, because she's married to an Italian.
Husband.
Yeah. That's what's
and
why her Italian's
like,
so good.
I was like,
he,
this
is very good.
Her husband changed his surname to hers.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? Saldana money. I was like, this is her name.
She's been in. She's the only actress to be in the top three grossing movies of all time.
Really?
Yeah, Avengers. What's the other one with those flying blue niggas? Avatar. And then another one. I don't know what it is. Yeah.
But what would be the reason?
I don't remember, but I just know that he changed his last name. And so like all the kids, they have the same last name as her.
Cute. Good, I mean, legacy.
Yeah.
But we say all this to say that finally when he was finding his feet, he...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, he gets diagnosed with cancer. Oh, yeah. And then he recovers. Yeah. But then he's got like a bit of a disability. He can't really work in the kitchen well anymore.
He couldn't at
all. And then she was working. And I thought, yeah, you're so right in terms of depicting like realistic. Marriage and parenthood. And when it came to parenthood, they decided that they didn't want to have a baby together.
Natural.
Because firstly, he didn't want to give like carry it on to the child. And secondly, like she thought that maybe it could trigger his remission or something, or be too hard.
And wasn't there something wrong with
his sperm? Yeah, because he went through chemo.
Yeah, that can affect fertility.
Yes, yeah. So they decided to adopt. So she was like working full time, and he was at home. And then she felt like she was missing out on her daughter's life, and I was just like, "Oh my god, this is too much for me." So then, it's a lot. Like, it's a very emotionally heavy. And like, my husband would walk in, and I would be bawling tears.
Aww. Really?
And he would be like, "What are you watching? Why didn't you turn that shit off?" Because like my eyes would be puffy.
Oh,
it was
it pulls every string,
every heartstring, parenthood, marriage, like the immigrant story, obviously like through sickness and health.
Is it a movie or a parent? Show?
Episode, yeah, shows. It's like a show, but and it's not a show per se. It's just like a long series.
Okay.
Yeah, like a limited series.
Take some pictures.
Anyway, he goes into remission. He gets cancer again. And then this time it's...
Can you not just... Don't tell me, please.
But girl, yeah, it's cried.
Very good.
Yeah, it's a very good series.
That means that it's very touching if you cried.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't cry normally? I feel like you get teary-eyed.
I get teary-eyed, yeah. But this one was like a lot of tears. This was a lot.
Watch it, Rebs.
Okay. I mean, you spoiled all of it.
No. It's still like, I don't know. It's just very insightful. Okay. I think it's really beautiful. Like, it's really beautifully made as well. Even like the cinematography. And
yeah,
stuff.
It's really
the
good.
Relationship between her and her sister. Like, I know all the guys. You just gotta watch it.
Layers.
Yeah, there's layers upon layers.
That's the last thing. No, and I'm watching Harry and Meghan.
I watched that.
I've heard enough.
My privacy.
Oh my god.
Here's a book about my life.
No, Harry.
I don't know.
He needs to stop talking. I think personally.
Why?
I just think it's too much. I just feel like you're airing out your family's dirty laundry.
You know what is? Well, yeah, he has the right to do that. I think he's the one who wanted out, and everyone's blaming her incorrectly.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, you can tell.
No, but I think Megan is also some way.
She's
American.
Yeah, she is. Have you finished it?
There's some clips. I'm like, that's a bit rude. Like,
on. I agree.
Like, yes, they're white, but it's still their culture. Do you know what I mean? Certain things.
Are you gonna act dumb and like? You married into a very old, white, racist institution.
Thank you.
Who sent you there?
Who sent you there, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah, at the end of the day, when you marry interculturally, you have to have some compromise, some understanding.
Exactly. Yeah, but some of these people, they don't understand it like that.
What was I saying?
But how was it, though?
Harry and Meghan.
No, I don't mind it.
Okay. Really, so what are they talking about?
Just
stop.
They just basically want to get their side of the story out in terms of everything, the media,
like why
the bullying. Well, they start with their love story.
How they got together.
How they got together. I mean, it's
and then
cute.
How they kept it a secret, and then how they went away.
She seems genuine.
I'm not sure she's genuine,
but sometimes I'm just like,
she's just American. They're just like,
She's not American, isn't she Canadian?
She went to Canada to film Suits.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she said this thing once on the Oprah interview, which was just anyway, and she was like, I love The Little Mermaid so much because the girl falls in love with the prince and then loses her voice, and that's how I felt.
Well, that's a very sensible comparison. I actually don't think there's anything wrong with that.
She's just a bit corny.
Yeah.
And she's corny. Also, her not recognizing that she was black until she
got there.
She's mixed. Like, she looks like some.
She looks white.
A very tanned. Yeah, no, ambiguous. Like
Greek
yeah.
or some minus shit. Minus her hair when she was young. She looked
and she wears it straight all the time anyway.
Yeah. I know. Her mom's so beautiful.
Oh, she's gorgeous. With the little freckles and her eyes. She's gorgeous. Yeah. Love it.
I say that to say, I feel like Harry just wants his cake and to eat it too.
Mm. In what way?
Like, he says he wants to reconcile with his family. If you, honestly, if you want to reconcile with me, you're not going to air my tea out.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You're not going to tell me. Siblings fight all the time.
Yeah. He's doing it because he's been cut off.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's.
Money.
Yeah. Fine. But don't say you want to reconcile, bruv. Like,
it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because you've aired too much.
And I'm sorry. Oh, you
do you know what? Actually, you know when he talks about the fight that he had with Harry and Harry. With William? Sorry, with William and that William punched him or something.
Yeah.
I was like, you shouldn't have said that.
Wait, yeah, did he say you punched him?
Yeah, something like that. He touched him.
He knocked him. He pushed him something. Down. And he fell down.
And I was like, you shouldn't have said that. Yeah. We don't need to know that. Yeah. You should have kept your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, oh my god, when he refused, they're like, oh. You accuse your family of racism. He's like, no, I accuse them of unconscious bias.
Yeah, he said that.
Bias against what? Mm. A certain race? Yeah, there's a word for that, babe. It's called racism. Like, you... and obviously, I'm sorry, it was...
And he said, my babies are biracial. I'm so proud of that.
No, if it was up to him, he would have married a proper blackie, you know? If it was up to him.
Oh, he loves the blackies.
Oh, bruv. He's a Nicky Noggy.
That's why someone was like, do you know how there was that rumor about him and Rihanna?
Yeah.
Someone was like, are you invited to Prince, what's his name?
Harry's.
And she's like, why would I be invited? You've met him before. I've met you. Are you coming to I thought that was hilarious.
I love Rihanna.
Oh my gosh.
Why the thing, Rihanna, she has this eyeliner in her Fenty.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. The triangle-y.
Yeah, and the black shade is called Cause I'm Black, right? And the reason why she named it that is because one time someone commented on Instagram like, ew, why is your hair so nappy? And she was like, because I'm black, bitch. And then she went and named her eyeliner Cause I'm Black. Like, she's so iconic.
You know how she said her child was fine?
Yeah.
Someone wrote like, oh, Who does that? Like, who says their child
his
is fine?
Fucking mother.
His mother.
Wait, she replied.
Yeah.
And then someone she'd like, be in them comments.
No, yeah. She really gives it
someone
to
was like, oh, fine. She's like, as fuck.
Too funny.
Rihanna will give it to them.
No, she gives it.
She's the kind of person.
Was that Kendall thing real?
Friends with.
Yeah.
For sure.
What Kendall thing? She was like, Kendall was like, oh, I'm going to be so disappointed if Rihanna doesn't play Complicated at her concert.
She's like, so don't come.
What?
No.
When did this happen? No, when Rihanna was active on Twitter, oh my god, one time she was beefing with Sierra. Do you remember?
Was she?
Yeah, Sierra was like to, she added Rihanna, she was like, trust me, Rihanna, you don't want to see me on or off the stage. And then Rihanna was like, good luck booking that stage you speak of.
No wonder she named her bloody line Savage.
Oh my god. God.
And then she was beefing with Tiana Taylor as well.
Yeah.
And then Tiana insulted her, and then all she did was just put up her net worth and Tiana's
net worth. Oh, I remember that. That was so sad. I remember
she
that.
She said that.
But it's true what they say about like it's West Indian Caribbean women. Like their mouths.
Yes. Sharp tongue. Else. Yes. Sharp tongue.
Agreed. Very sharp.
But to be honest, they all started it. At the end of the day, don't say that.
Don't start none, don't be nothing.
Exactly.
Crazy.
Anyway, is there anything
else? It's time to introduce our new segment.
Oh, okay.
Reddit reactions. So,
no comment.
Okay, please explain.
So, I will be getting one of those messy dilemmas from
Reddit.
And
do you still live on that app?
I do. So, I use it for like PCOS information, ADHD information, tea about Love Island. All equally important, of course.
and you actually write stuff on there?
No, I didn't write stuff.
Yeah, it's got good stuff. When I'm looking for something, I'll go
on
to Reddit.
If you want information
yeah.
There's definitely a whole page about it.
There's a thread about it.
And like transparent and like, yeah.
Everyone's very anonymous on there, so they're very honest.
And then also their messy stuff is funny.
Messy. So today's one isn't not overly messy. I decided to just, you know,
ease into it.
Ease into it.
Let's do that.
You know, it is.
Anyway, yeah.
So it's from the page, Am I the Asshole?
Oh.
Okay. So people write on this and ask people if they think they're the asshole in this situation. So it's titled, Am I the Asshole for Thinking That My Sister Is Selfish for Wanting to Skip My Wedding Because of Her Trauma? Mm-hmm. I am about to get married to my fiancé, and we already got the wedding list down. However, my sister just rejected the invitation because apparently she doesn't believe she can be at my wedding without her trauma being triggered. Her husband died six years ago, just 10 days after they got married. Ooh. And now my sister thinks attending another wedding would trigger all of these memories and it would be too much for her, even though she knew her husband would die soon after their wedding because he had late stage cancer and that was the only reason they actually got married. It was 6 years ago, so by all means, she shouldn't be so traumatized.
Okay.
Oh, wait, so that means that the girl hasn't been to a wedding in 6 years?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She shouldn't be so traumatized that she'd avoid any and all weddings, including mine. Honestly, I feel like this trauma thing is just an excuse not to come because we've always had a rocky relationship. Mm. But come on now, it's my wedding. She should put that aside and support me during my biggest day. Her friend called me to complain about her family, how our family is harassing my sister to come to my wedding, sending her into a depression and have even made her skip work, which I admit I did get my family to try to convince my sister to attend my wedding. But nobody has been harassing anyone, and I feel like she's once again playing the depression card so she can get away with unfair treatment of me. But now even my fiancé is on her side and wants to leave her alone because it's not worth it to, quote-unquote, bully anyone to come to our wedding. He also suggested that I post this here. Am I the asshole?
Yes. Oh. She obviously doesn't believe in mental health.
Yeah.
She obviously hates her sister.
Yeah, I was going to say, I am actually surprised because they have a rocky relationship anyway.
I think she wants an excuse to get out her sister. Mm. I think she hates that people feel sorry for her sister.
It's a possibility.
But then also has she
sought help?
Has she sought help in that time?
Has she been trying to heal?
Has she been trying to heal?
Or she kind of
in the same place. I don't know, for the rest of your life, you say, I can't go to a wedding.
Yeah.
And this is just, I'm not saying she needs to change, but like, if any wedding,
this is the one that you want
to, like, a family member's wedding should
let me include the ages. So the sisters are both 20, 25. They're Irish twins.
Oh, they're young.
Oh, they're twins. Irish twins. They're born in the same 12 months. So basically, like, they did, her mum did back to back.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Like, so basically.
Irish twins called when.
Okay, go.
Sorry, no, go on.
Oh, no. So basically, they're just like two children are born within 12 months. Not the same year.
I don't know.
So basically, like, her mum gave birth and then maybe like at 2 months must have fallen pregnant again.
So 6 years ago, she would have been 19 when she experienced this.
Damn.
Ooh, that's.
That's heavy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So at that age. She has the rest of her life to recover. Yeah. I feel like she will need time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she married knowing that he was
because he had late stage cancer. So they're like, let's get married.
And I'm not being rude, but why do you think people do that? Like, because there was someone dying, else that I went to school with, and she's just recently passed away from skin cancer, and she got married. But then you, she was
because I think
it's just and it's sealing the love and commitment you have for the person.
But then doesn't it like kind of hold that person hostage for a bit?
But maybe that person wants to feel like they did a thing. Part of they're them. Like, I didn't want to let her go without experiencing that with her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And then maybe it's easy to grieve because then you're just widowed and it's not just some like
boyfriend. Oh, just.
So then hard. How do you deal with that? Because it's just your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Just
your grieving. I feel like grieving a boyfriend or a girlfriend would be.
It would so be. And people won't accept it, even though it's the same grief and same
exactly
loss,
the same love.
It's just the way people are going to be like, well, it's fine. You can get married. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And then at least when you get married, it's like, oh, you're widowed.
But I just feel for the other person as well.
Like, you don't. Yeah, I get it.
But they've obviously made that choice to commit and be like.
Then, especially at that young age.
And you never know. They also could be like legal things as well.
Yeah.
That they want to ensure.
America's healthcare system is wild.
Yeah, that they want to ensure through marriage that they get the rights.
But so they died just 10 days after their wedding. So she would have been 19 when she experienced it.
And then other things like if you want to have kids.
Legally, you can only be married to retrieve the sperm.
Yeah, that type of stuff. Yeah,
that's like that crazy story of the guy that died.
Yes, isn't Gillian's the one that told us that?
That the guy died and they were able to retrieve his sperm and then she had a child.
And they had been trying for ages. Yeah, that was the thing.
So, do you think she's the asshole here?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
I do too.
She's not really understanding herself.
I think she resents, like, she's playing the depression card again. I feel like she resents that people feel sorry for her.
Mm. Would you want to be in that situation?
Yeah. Like,
it's so weird to even... Some people get that way.
And the way she describes everything. Like, even your husband is saying, just chill out.
Yeah, and it's like you've pressed it for long enough where it's like you need to know how to, like, when to ease off.
But then also as a bride, maybe, because it's your day and you expect all that attention, everybody.
Your family.
Yeah, like, she's not thinking properly.
Yeah.
Ah, so well, because you're marrying, you lose sense.
I feel like some people do. Yeah, some people do. I that feel actually like... sense. And they become really self-centered. Like, it's about me.
I feel like she sounds very childish.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
She's still young.
Yeah, they're 25, so. Mm.
Still very young.
And that's really sad. Like, for something like that to happen to you at 19 is really hard, I think.
And she said, I feel like this trauma thing...
She's just very rude.
It's just an excuse to not come. I'm like, because of our rocky relationship. That's sort of that relationship, babe. It's clear that you have an issue with her.
Yeah. Mm. I'm surprised she wants her there either.
Yeah. You've had a rocky relationship since you guys have...
She wants you to show off a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. Or maybe she wants to save face and, like, people to think also, that they're close. Also, maybe
they'll be like, on her day, people will be like, why isn't so-and-so And they'll be like, oh, poor thing. And then their attention's taken away from her.
That's sickening. People are thinking like that. Jeez.
I think she has a complex. From what it really sounds like, she resents the attention and the sympathy her sister gets.
Yeah.
Like, playing the depression card, this trauma thing, blah, blah, blah. I feel like she's just, like, sick of people feeling bad for her sister.
And it's really not a big deal if she's really not there.
It's between you and your husband, darling.
Six
years is,
You are the asshole.
Case closed.
For that, Rebecca.
All right. Well, any closing comments or remarks?
I was going to say, if anyone else sees any, like, Reddit or, like, you know, on Twitter, how they have those threads that are really, like, weird.
That's one way to put it.
juicy. And you want to get our take on it, please send it through to the DMs.
The DMs. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. We'll catch you on the other side. Bye. Yeah.